Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Stock up, stock down. Next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers. I'm here with Dave Richard. And we're talking about players whose stock is pointing up, players whose stock is pointing down coming out of free agency. We're still waiting on a few big names. DeAndre Hopkins rumors. Sounds like he's going to get traded at some point in the coming days. We learned on Thursday that Ezekiel Elliott has a final list of the Bengals, Jets, and Eagles, and he's looking to make a decision on where he'll play next season in the next week. So that'll be really interesting to see how much that's going to change the fantasy appeal of any of the guys there. Do you really think Ezekiel Elliott's going to make a big impact wherever he goes?
I'm scared that he's going to take carries away from somebody else. So I don't want him to go to the Jets because that could be bad for Breece Hall. Mm-hmm. And I don't want him to go to the Bengals because that could be bad for Joe Mixon if Joe Mixon's the guy. So send him to Philadelphia. That's where all old Cowboys running backs go.
He'd be a good goal line option for the Eagles, I think. I don't think he'd, you know, replicate the 1,200 yards Miles Sanders rushed for, but the touchdowns could be there.
If he gets 400 carries, he might.
That's fair. Let's talk about some players whose stock is pointing up coming out of free agency. And the first one I'm going to talk about, Rashad White. You know, we don't know what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to do. And frankly, I didn't think Rashad White was all that impressive as a rookie. But right now, the Buccaneers have added Chase Edmonds, and they've still got Keyshawn Vaughn. And that's it in the running back room. So there's an opportunity for Rashad White moving forward into the 2023 season to be the number one option here. I don't think it's going to be a great offense. But, you know, the way the Buccaneers offense has worked over the past couple of years has been very good for running backs. I imagine we'll see some changes with no Tom Brady. But if Rashad White is the lead back there, I think he can still be a good fantasy option. Who's some players who have their stock pointing up for you, Dave?
The running back for me whose stock went up the most was David Montgomery. And it doesn't have anything to do with Montgomery's talent. It has to do with his opportunity in Detroit. The fact that the Lions, Dan Campbell apparently has been a big fan of David Montgomery for a long time. The Lions even tweeted out a couple of clips from Dan Campbell's coaching show where he shows clips of the opponents for the upcoming week. A lot of coaches do that. You learn a lot from those, by the way. And if I had been watching them in real time, I would have known months ago that Dan Campbell had a man crush on David Montgomery and his tough style, the way that he picks yards after contact up. And I think that the Lions are going to utilize him maybe a little bit more than they utilize Jamal Williams. Maybe that's their design. He'll take work off of DeAndre Swift. He'll be the one in short yardage situations. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. We saw him. He was quite adept at that in Chicago. And it's a better situation overall for Montgomery to be in. So he's the one that I would say whose stock went up the most. Other names on my list, Miles Sanders, Khalil Herbert, Juwan Johnson, Sky Moore in Kansas City. We're going to go back on that bandwagon.
Could also say Kadarius Toney.
Kadarius Toney is absolutely in that same bandwagon. So is Jalen Hurts, because that Eagles defense, they're not going to be as stout as they were last year. Might mean more passing for Jalen Hurts, or just more opportunities in general to hold the football. And anytime he's holding a football, that's usually very good.
All right, I've got the arrow pointing down for the Buccaneers wide receivers, Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. I mean, look, it's possible Baker Mayfield goes to Tampa Bay and has a decent season, or maybe Kyle Trask beats him out and plays better than we expect. But even with a very diminished version of Tom Brady last season, I still think the Buccaneers are likely to get worse quarterback play in 2023 than they did in 2022. And the bigger thing might be they're just going to throw a whole lot less. This is a team that they're not going to, you know, be passing 50 times a game with Baker Mayfield and Kyle Trask. At least I can't imagine they are. We're going to see some changes in the way that offense runs. And, you know, Tom Brady keeps the offense moving. We saw, especially once they started playing with a little faster tempo, that was good for Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. We're just going to see a lot fewer opportunities and still probably below average per play from the quarterback position. So I think it's bad news for Chris Godwin and Mike Evans.
I think it's especially bad news for Mike Evans because Baker just has not been good at connecting with his receivers downfield. Yeah. It's those short throws that I think will save Godwin and make him a volume-driven receiver, which is really what he's been throughout his entire career. Baker, I've got a lot of notes on Baker, and I'll get him out there in the coming days. But here's the one thing that I just – the first thing that I realized – this is going to be his fourth team in six seasons, Chris. How many good quarterbacks are on four different teams in six seasons? The answer is none.
Yeah.
Zip, zero, zilch. You might be able to convince me when you include the transfer portal in college. Maybe Bo Nix will be that guy once upon a time, but it's not going to be Baker Mayfield. So I'm going to agree with you, especially on Evans. Stock down. I moved Evans outside of my top 30 wide receivers in my rankings today. How about Javonte Williams? This is a third-year running back. Man, we hope he'd be great. Mm-hmm. But we started hearing rumors about the ACL not healing, and then they go in Denver and they pick up Samaje Perine. And no, Samaje Perine is not the greatest talent in the world, but he will do a lot of the value down work that we like our running backs to get. He's going to play in passing situations. He will get lots of catches. We know Sean Payton's track record for running backs who can catch the football. That's what Perine is in line to do, on top of potentially being the every down back for the Broncos for however long Javonte Williams is out to start the season. We did a mock draft recently where Javonte Williams went in the second round.
That's way too early,
The person who made that pick asked during the draft if he could have a do-over. And now he really, I don't think he would take him again in the third round, much less the second. I don't think I'd take him until the fifth round. I think I'm going to be out on Javonte Williams. I think a lot of other fantasy managers will too, unless the news really does a 180 for him in the coming weeks.
All right, you got any other names?
The other names with the stock down, not as many. DeAndre Swift, obviously, because of David Montgomery, and also Jamal Williams going to New Orleans. It's not the same thing. He went from being the touchdown vulture for everybody in Detroit to a team in New Orleans that already has a touchdown vulture in Taysom Hill, also has Alvin Kamara for however many games that Kamara actually plays this year. And then the quarterback there, Derek Carr, could always scramble for a touchdown if a play breaks down. So I don't think he's got a great shot to get even seven touchdowns after he had so many in 2022.
All right, that's going to do it for FFT and 5. We'll see you next time.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.